नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय राजरथु च सेवदेकि प्रभु तुष्टमान सेता प्रसादे फैल रहस्य दर्शान। Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The mystery of Lord Chaitanya's activities is described by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also.
Hare Krishna. I am very grateful to have been invited to Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple. Brajahari Prabhu, my very dear instructor and friend, has requested me to speak on the subject of the meaning of Ratha Yatra. The Ratha Yatra ceremony is simultaneously so simple to engage Narottam Prabhu. Very happy to see you after a long time. Devaki Nandan Prabhu, Haribol, Dhanavir Maharaj, my obeisances. Ratha Yatra simultaneously attracts people who are engrossed in materialistic activities, with no proper conception of God, people who may just be walking down the street looking for sinful activities to perform, but they are given the chance to see with their eyes the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hear the chanting of the holy names, see the illustrious dance of the Vaishnavas, and take Krishna's prasad. In this way, Ratha Yatra is a festival of causeless mercy, which is made available to the most undeserving and unsuspecting of living beings. Simultaneously, Ratha Yatra is the deepest, most profound spiritual experience. Depicting and inviting people into the highest pastimes of Radha, Krishna, gopis, and residents of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed this Ratha Yatra every year in Sri Jagannath Puri for both purposes. To show causeless mercy and give Krishna prema to the most fallen, and to taste the sweetness of the highest pastimes of spiritual love. And Srila Prabhupada, in the spirit of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy, established this Ratha Yatra festival throughout the entire world, beginning in San Francisco, by Srila Prabhupada's will, a place which is very much known for grossly materialistic activities was made into new Jagannath Puri. And the mayor of that city even proclaimed a city holiday for Ratha Yatra. And from there, Srila Prabhupada expanded Ratha Yatra to New York City, Fifth Avenue, Chicago, State Street, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Los Angeles, along the Venice Beach, Paris, London, Africa, Berlin, and then to almost every major city in India, Australia, just by studying Srila Prabhupada's pastime of establishing these Ratha Yatras all over the world, we can get a hint of the heart of Srila Prabhupada's compassion to all living beings and the substance of what he is trying to give the world. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nitai gora chandra. Lochandas Thakur prays that there is no one so merciful, so kind, as these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Why? They are giving the highest thing in such an easy way. Kevala Anandakanda. The process is simply joyful. Chanting, dancing, feasting, and the association of wonderful people. Sri Rupa Goswami, he prays, Namo Mahabharanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Teshe Namaha. The Srimad Bhagavatam declares many incarnations of the Lord, like waves in the sea, appear within this world to attract the hearts of the conditioned souls, re-establish the principles of religion, and annihilate the miscreants. But of all incarnations, Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent, the most merciful. Why? because he is distributing freely along with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, without discriminating who is fit or unfit. Something that no other incarnation has ever given like this. He is giving entrance into the Madhurya Dham of Sri Vrindavan and making it available to everyone who simply accepts it with faith. He is giving the love of the gopas and the gopis to the denizens of the Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada explains Krishna, when he revealed his Vrindavan pastimes, it was very exclusive. Only for his most intimate, pure-hearted associates who were so elevated in their spiritual consciousness, they were not even tinged with understanding of God as a supreme great. Only of those whose love was elevated to the level of unmotivated, pure, spontaneous devotion, where love for Krishna was that of a friend, a parent, or a lover. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited everyone. Dinahina yatta chilo harinamudharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. Even such persons as Jagai and Madhai, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, invited into the eternal pastimes of the spiritual world, the most intimate pastimes, through simply chanting the holy names. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu invited their devotees to participate in the Rath Yatra every year. In this verse and purport that we're reading today, the single qualification to actually understand who is Krishna, who is Sri Radha, what is Vrindavan, and what is Rath Yatra is being explained. Theoretically, we can intellectually understand Krishna and his pastimes to some extent. Of course, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he explains his realization that Ananta Shesha, with his thousands of mouths, if he were to try to explain the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya or Krishna, even for an entire day of Brahma, he could not fully describe what the Lord has done in one moment. This is inconceivable to the material mind. How can anyone perform unlimited pastimes in a single moment? Even Ganesh, in a whole day of Brahma, with all his writings, cannot delineate what the Lord does in one moment. Because the Lord's lila, the Lord's personality, is achintya. It is inconceivable. It is beyond intelligence. It is beyond thought. It can only be understood through one process: receiving the mercy of the Lord Himself. That's all. And that's what differentiates the path of bhakti from all of the other processes of yoga. Through karma yoga, we try to free ourselves of our sinful activities by performing pious activities. Or let us say the karma kanda. Hoping for a better life in this world and the next. Through the process of jnana, we are trying by our intellectual discrimination to understand the difference between matter and spirit, and constantly keep our mind and our activities immersed in away from materialistic activities, meditating on Brahman. Through such a process, one can attain liberation or mukti. Through the Ashtanga Yoga process, the eight principles, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, one can attain mystic cities and eventually absorption in liberation. But the Upasana Khanda, the path of bhakti, is so special because it is not determined by our own intellectual, physical, or even spiritual abilities. It is exclusively determined by receiving the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, Krishna says in Gita, it is only through bhakti, bhaktya atvana neyashakya, aham evam vidurachana, that I can be understood as I am. Samsidhir haritoshana. When we simply please Krishna, Krishna reciprocates and reveals everything to us according to our sincerity. Krishna is only known to one who he personally, by his own free will, reveals himself to. And there's no other way. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we read the story of the previous life of Narada Muni. What did he do? He was only 5 years old. He was the son of a maidservant living in a forest. He was not educated. But somehow he was attracted to serving great sages, the Bhaktivedantas. He served them with great enthusiasm and humility. Accepted the role of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And because he served them so sincerely, anything they wanted, there was nothing too low for him to do for them. With the desire to please them, he received their blessings. And Krishna's infinite blessings through their hearts. And with their permission, one time he asked if he could take the remnants of their prasad. And because of his service attitude, what he tasted and what happened when he took those remnants is something that the Srimad Bhagavatam gives us an indication. After several months of serving these devotees, they left. He felt such intense separation from the association of Vaishnavas. His mother was all he had, and he was all she had. She was a widow,
with no other children. Once in the darkness, she went out to milk a cow and she was struck by a serpent and died. But the child, due to his service to the great souls, he developed such a Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, such a taste for hearing about Krishna, that even when this inconceivable tragedy, he had no relatives. He was 5 years old. He was in a forest. Now he was all alone. He took it as the mercy of the Lord. And traveled looking for Krishna. And in one place in a deep, dark jungle, after drinking some water, he meditated on the Lord within his heart, exactly as he heard the description of the Lord's form from the devotees. The Lord actually manifested within his heart. It wasn't an imagination. The Lord became visible to him. Tears flowed from his eyes. His limbs trembled. He was in ecstasy. But then the Lord disappeared. And just as one who is in poverty gains wealth, and then that wealth is taken away, he was suffering. Suffering in separation. He was looking everywhere for that form of the Lord. He went back to his meditation and performed the exact same procedures as he did before. But nothing happened. And then the Lord spoke to him, "My dear child, it is only by my mercy that I can be understood as I am, not by your techniques. But you still have some material traces within your heart. For the rest of your life, you will be crying in separation for me and searching for me. And by fixing your mind in those feelings of separation, all material contaminations will be burned away from your heart, and in your next birth, you will be my constant, intimate associate." Narada Muni. And in his next birth, Krishna personally gave him a veena to play, and the voice to sing, and the power to travel anywhere and everywhere to broadcast the path of pure bhakti. So through this and every other story, we find it is only by mercy that Krishna is understood as he is. And Krishna declares he only gives that mercy to those who have devotion, for those who please him, who please his devotees with sincerity. In this verse, we find Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami exclaiming the same principle. The background of the story is as such. Lord Chaitanya called for his devotees from Bengal, Orissa, every year to celebrate Ratha Yatra with him. This Ratha Yatra, according to Skanda Purana, it was first enacted on this earth in the Satya Yuga. At the time of the installation of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, from the Snanveti to the place where the Lord was going to be installed, Maharaj Indrajumana made beautiful chariots to bring the deities. That was millions and millions of years ago. And since that time, it has become a tradition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed the innermost secret of why Jagannath is going to Gundicha Mandir every year. As the Rath Yatra was beginning, King Prataparudra accepted the menial service of a street sweeper. Today we see in Puri that the king of Puri sweeps on top of the Rath cart. But according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, King Prataparudra, he went beyond that. He was sweeping the street. Taking the role of a bhangi, which has no prestige in material society. However, Lord Chaitanya took note. And Lord Chaitanya does not see what we do, Srila Prabhupada describes this, but the Lord sees the internal purpose of why we do what we do. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishna accepts not the thing, but the purpose in which it is offered. Because as the Paramatma, Krishna is seeing from the inside. What is your motivation? What is your desire? What are you aspiring for? Actually, on the path of real bhakti, that is all in all. The external activities we are performing in the service of Guru and Krishna are meant to cultivate that state of consciousness. Sometimes at our Rath Yatras, politicians come and sweep the street. Some of them may be very sincere, following in the mood of King Prataparudra. Others may be there because he knows that the Hare Krishna movement has a lot of followers and they will get votes. They will get support and votes by appearing like a menial street sweeper. And very happy as they're menially sweeping the street to have cameras taking their photos to put on in the newspapers so that they can become very famous as menial street sweepers. We honor them because they are getting great spiritual benefit by assisting Srila Prabhupada's mission. But King Prataparudra, he was feeling satisfied and grateful to perform this simplest service for the Lord and His devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not meet King Prataparudra. Srila Prabhupada explains because he was simultaneously playing two roles. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who wanted to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. And therefore he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. But also he was playing the role of a devotee, an acharya, to teach by his example. He would not meet the king. Through repeated efforts, the king expressed his desperate will to have an interview with the Lord. But the Lord wanted to show that a sannyasi cannot fall under the influence of materialistic people. And a king is naturally submerged in the association of wealth and women. Therefore, the Lord said, "It is worse than drinking poison for me to associate with the king." But at the same time, when he saw the king performing this service of street sweeper with such humility, the Lord's heart changed. He decided there, I will give him my mercy. Such mercy that is so rare. As Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan Chakra were brought out from Jagannath's temple onto their chariots, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees celebrated. Then the Lord divided his devotees into 7 kirtan parties, each one having a lead singer, a lead dancer, 2 murdangas, and so many people responding and playing karatals. In the first party, he appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami to be the lead singer and Advaitacharya to be the lead dancer. Second party, Srivas Thakur, the lead singer, and Nityananda Prabhu to be the lead dancer. The third party, Mukunda Dutt, the lead singer, and Haridas Thakur as the lead dancer. The next party, Govinda Ghosh as the lead singer with his brothers Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh, and Vakreshwar Pandit, the lead dancer. Then he divided the groups, the devotees from Shantipur, and made Achyutananda the lead dancer. The devotees from Kulinagram were Ramananda and Satyaraj were the lead dancers, and Shrikanda, where Narahari and Raghunandan were the lead dancers. He had 4 kirtan groups in front of Jagannath's chariot, 1 on either side and 1 behind. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced everyone to dance and chant. It was tumultuous. 14 murdangas, countless singers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered beautiful prayers and danced. At that time, King Prataparudra with Kashi Mishra and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were on a rooftop of the palace watching. And what did they see? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to satisfy all the devotees in such an intimate way that first he began to move from one of the kirtan parties to the other. Then simultaneously he manifested himself in all 7 kirtan parties in such a way that every party was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is only with us. He could go anywhere else, but he just stays with us. Such mercy. That is the Lord's potency. He could satisfy unlimited devotees and make each devotee feel that he is personally only mine and I am his. Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Prabhupada explained this was a reenactment of the Lord's pastime. Of how in Dwarka he was simultaneously living with 16,108 queens, and each one was thinking, he never leaves my palace, he's only mine. And during the Ras Lila in the forests of Vrindavan, the Lord was dancing with each and every gopi simultaneously. And each of those gopis is thinking, Krishna's only with me. Nobody could understand except a few persons who received the supreme mercy of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood, and King Prataparudra. He went into transcendental ecstasy. His eyes flooded with tears, his limbs were trembling. He was practically inert, unmovable, like a statue.
He was feeling such divine pleasure. What was he seeing?
Kashi Mishra and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya share their realizations here in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Herein, they understood, O King, your fortune has no limit.
Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, cannot understand.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining herein what was that mercy that the Lord, that King Prataparudra received.
He could see that Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya were one and the same person. Lord Jagannath was dancing for himself. And Lord Chaitanya he was loving in such divine ecstasy himself. King Prataparudra could understand through realization. He could directly perceive how Lord Jagannath, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the supreme most embodiment of love, was dancing for his pleasure. And he could also see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simultaneously not just dancing in the highest form of love for the pleasure of Jagannath himself, but he was giving such pleasure to all of his devotees by simultaneously appearing in each of the kirtan groups, and every person in each kirtan group was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is with me. And Srila Prabhupada describes quite emphatically, why? What was the king's qualification? He was not a sannyasi. He was not a scholar of the Vedas. He was a householder with a wife, with children, with so many apparently material activities, forming armies, taxation of citizens, enacting laws. Things that are very, very entangling to the mind. But yet, he could see the highest secrets of all secrets. Why? Prabhupada says, because of his humility and his genuine, sincere aspiration to serve. It is this service attitude that is the heart of bhakti. With this service attitude, we could chant the holy names, we could hear Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that Krishna is pleased with us. Narada Muni, he could understand the Srimad Bhagavatam because of his service attitude. Why? Srila Prabhupada has given us so many services. Prabhupada said, our spiritual advancement is so much determined by our chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is the Yuga Dharma. Harinam Eva Kevalam. There's no other way except the chanting of the holy names in this age of Kali to achieve the highest results of Krishna Prema. Why so many other services Prabhupada has given us? Why so many instructions? Why not just chant Hare Krishna? Ultimately, that's all he wanted us to do, is chant Hare Krishna. But our chanting of Hare Krishna has potency to the degree Krishna is pleased with our chanting. And Krishna is pleased according to our service attitude.
our humility. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya taught, Trinadapisani chena taror ibasa hishu. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. King Prataparuja is personifying this. Haridas Thakur personified this. Every single one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, including the Lord himself, personified this. To show, without this attitude of humble servitude, whatever we do is not really going to please the Lord. This is one of the prime instructions of the Ratiyatra Lila. What is the inner treasure of Ratiyatra? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in later pages describes. But first he establishes what's required to actually understand, to actually enter into this understanding. Not just a mental, intellectual, but the heart. The heart can only fathom the mysteries of the Lord when the Lord reveals it from within, according to our devotion. Swarup Damodar Goswami understood the Lord's consciousness. He understood the Lord's aspiration. For Lord Chaitanya, this was not just a parade. In the mood of Sri Radha, Lord Chaitanya was feeling, after years and years of separation from her life and soul, Krishna, she was seeing him in Kurukshetra and bringing him to Gundicha Mandir, which represents the forest of Vrindavan. Swarup Damodar Goswami stimulated the Lord's heart with these feelings with a simple verse. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence from whom I was being burned by Cupid and withering away. And the Lord began to pray to Lord Jagannath. I am the same Radharani. You are the same Krishna. These are the same moonlit nights of the Chaitra season. But I wish to bring you back to the bank of the Yamuna in a Kadamba forest in the moonlight. Lord Chaitanya was praying to Jagannath that here in Kurukshetra there are crowds of people, horses, elephants, the rattling of chariots, but I wish to bring you back to Vrindavan where there is only the humming of bees, chirping of birds, in beautiful, fragrant flower gardens. Here in Kurukshetra, you are a royal prince in opulent attire, surrounded by majestic soldiers. But I long to bring you back to Vrindavan, where you are surrounded by cowherd boys and cowherd girls, and cows and calves, and you're wearing the simple cloth of a cowherd boy, and your only possession is your flute. I do not feel even a trace of happiness here as I do in Vrindavan. It is said that the mind and the heart are one. But my mind can never leave Vrindavan. So please, save our lives and once again place
your beautiful lotus feet in Vrindavan. You have instructed us through Uddhava in the process of meditation that we should meditate on you and you will always be within our hearts. But we are not yogis. It is pretentious for us to try to be yogis. What are you trying to do to us by giving us these instructions on the Ashtanga yoga process? You are not pacifying us. You are making us agitated. Cannot you see that we are drowning in an ocean of great separation and being devoured by the Timangila fish of our aspiration to serve you? Please, return to Vrindavan. Why gopis want Krishna to go to Vrindavan? Not for themselves, but because they know Krishna is most happy in Vrindavan. Whatever they're speaking is simply for Krishna's satisfaction. They are willing to endure any difficult anywhere. Srila Prabhupada explained so nicely that the nature of the gopis' love is they don't have even a tinge of a trace of personal interest. Their exclusive will is what will make Krishna most happy. Lord Chaitanya, in that spirit of Sri Radharani, was praying to Jagannath that for myself, I do not mind this unhappiness. But I cannot tolerate seeing the face of Yashoda Mai in such separation and the other residents of Vrindavan. Is it that you want to kill them? Or keep them alive suffering? Why? Come back to Vrindavan and save our lives. This was the mood of Lord Chaitanya, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. And then Lord Chaitanya, in his dialogue with Lord Chaitanya, was revealing his heart. Only a few of the most intimate associates could actually understand what was going on. Lord Jagannath said that actually, I'm only in Dwarka to perform my duties. And I only remain there for the pleasure of the Yadus. But for myself, I am constantly crying in separation from Vrindavan and from all of you. Nanda, Yashoda, the Gopas. But of all devotees, the gopis are the most dear to me. And of all the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, is the chief, supremely dear to me. I know that it is impossible for you to live in separation from me. So just to keep you alive, every day I worship Lord Narayan. And through his powers, I come to Vrindavan every day to perform pastimes with you within your heart, just to keep you alive. And then I return to Dwarka. No one can see, even you cannot see. There's only two or four more demons that I have to kill. So many others are gone. So in about 10 or 20 days, I will return to Vrindavan and enjoy my pastimes with you. This is the intimate exchange that was taking place between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath as a million people were looking on.
Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, when Lord Chaitanya danced in his ecstasy at Ratha Yatra, in this mood, anyone who saw him attained Krishna Prem. The devotees, the pujaris, the pilgrims, the residents of Puri, or just common curious people who just looked on, simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya in this mood, which emanated such ecstatic love, people's hearts were purified, transformed, and attained the perfection of life. This is the power of Lord Chaitanya. He was giving that love to the elephants, the tigers, the snakes, the grass and the trees in the Jharikhanda forest. He was giving that love indiscriminately to everybody he came in contact with practically when he traveled through southern and western provinces of India. In Ratha Yatra, he was given entrance into Vrindavan to anyone who even saw him in this mood of love. Bringing Krishna to Gundicha, back home to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes Lord Chaitanya would go behind the chariot and Jagannath would stop. No matter how hard anyone pulled, he would not move. Because Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radha, wanted to examine Krishna. Does he really remember us, even when he doesn't see us? And when Lord Chaitanya stopped, when Jagannath stopped, not seeing Lord Chaitanya dancing, Lord Chaitanya was satisfied that he's remembering me. And then he came forward and danced, and the chariot moved on. But on the way, the chariot stopped, and the king and the pujaris and the brahmins brought thousands and thousands of offerings to put around the chariots of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya wanted all of his devotees to take nice rest in a garden. And the king was arranging wonderful prasad for all of them. As they were resting, Lord Chaitanya sat on a laid down on a raised platform, and the devotee sent King Prataparuja inside. Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and others, they told him exactly what to do. Sing the Gopi Gita, beginning with Jayati Teyitakam, and do the menial service of massaging the Lord's feet and legs. Now, this is an amazing pastime. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbid the king to come anywhere near him. Even when the king threatened to end his life, give up his kingdom and become a beggar, still the Lord would not relent. And during Ratha Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya was dancing ecstatically, the devotees were so much thrilled that they forgot who they were. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell back right in the arms of King Prataparudra. And when he found himself in the arms, he jumped out in utter disgust and condemned himself. I have been touched by a materialistic person. Can you imagine how that affected King Prataparudra? At Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, oh, actually he's only saying this for the welfare of others, but actually he's very pleased with you. And now the devotees are telling King Prataparudra, go in, take off your royal garments, just dress like a common Vaishnav,
and go in and massage the Lord's feet and sing to him the prayers of the gopis from Srimad Bhagavatam. And he did. So much faith King Prataparuja had in the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with him. Go on reciting, he said. Go on reciting. You are my best friend. Go on reciting. And when he came to the verse, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam, describing the transcendental nature of the topics of Krishna, the purest of all pure is Krishna's names and the narrations about Lord Krishna. They cleanse the heart. They awaken ecstatic love from within us. And anyone who broadcasts the glories of Krishna is the most munificent and greatest benefactor of all society. By these words of Lord Chaitanya at this most intimate spiritual time and place, Srila Prabhupada Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Srila Prabhupada. As most intimately dear to him, for taking this pure Harikatha and spreading it through his books, through his lectures, through his entire mission to the world. And what a very grave responsibility we have to Srila Prabhupada, to assist him. Lord Chaitanya, hearing this, who is the most munificent? One who enlightens others with subject of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya got up in ecstatic love and said, "You are most munificent. You are most munificent." Again and again, he embraced King Prataparudra and bathed him with the tears of his compassion. Then Lord Chaitanya asked the question, "You have come to give me such nectar. Who are you?" Now the king could not tell a lie to Lord Chaitanya. He spoke who he really felt he was. Before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his kirtan and dance in front of Jagannath, he recited a particular verse. "I am not a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. My only aspiration, my only true identity is that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Krishna." That is the only true identity of any devotee. It is the only aspiration of every devotee. The whole Varnashram system of performing our duties according to our Varna and Ashram is ultimately to bring us to that spiritual platform of realizing Jivira Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas, I'm only the servant of the Lord. That's my identity. The servant only has one duty. The servant of the servant of the servant only has one duty. To please the servant of the servants of the servants of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya asks, "Who are you?" And King Prataparudra replied, "I am only your very fallen, insignificant servant of the servant of your servants. And the only aspiration I have in my life is to be the menial servant of the servant of your servants." He meant it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed upon him such mercy. At that time, in that garden, Lord Chaitanya manifested his supreme divine opulences to King Prataparudra. When the king went out to meet the devotees rejoiced It was the greatest pleasure in their lives to see another devotee getting the mercy of the Lord.
In this regard, Srila Prabhupada enlightens us with an essential principle.
The devotees were not envious to see King Prataparudra getting greater mercy than themselves. They were blissful to see his good fortune.
If you find happiness seeing someone else being empowered by Krishna, if you find happiness by seeing someone else getting the mercy of Krishna and making wonderful advancement, that happiness in your heart is one of the greatest offerings that pleases the Lord. You can make more progress just by being happy to see someone else getting mercy than that person who's getting the mercy. Because Krishna is very pleased. However, if we are envious when we see someone else excelling in any way, how much that displeases Krishna. Krishna tells Arjuna, you can understand this message of Bhagavad Gita not because you're a great warrior, not because you're a scholar, but because you are free of envy. Because you are free of envy, you can understand these words. You are my devotee and my friend. To be a devotee and friend of Krishna means to be free of envy. But everyone in this world who is conditioned has various degrees of envy. We should not cultivate this envy. We should not nourish this envy. We should understand it as our greatest enemy. We should praise those we're envious of. We should serve those of that we're envious of. For what purpose? To show Krishna, I don't want this envy. I want to follow in the footsteps of your devotees. Mahajano yena katasa panta. And this is the mood of the devotees. They rejoice to see others getting the mercy of the Lord. And they suffer to see other people not getting that mercy. When Lord Chaitanya refused to see Chota Haridas, the devotees were suffering terribly. Even though they were dancing with Lord Chaitanya every day and eating prasad with Lord Chaitanya every day and having intimate discussions with Lord Chaitanya every day, they were suffering because Chota Haridas was not getting that. That is a Vaishnava. How Srila Prabhupada personified? He's living in the Seva Kunj of Sri Vrindavan at the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. The highest place in the whole universal creation. But in the mood of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he was feeling the pain of compassion to all those who were not getting the mercy of the Lord. And he took such risks and such difficulties just to give that mercy to others. That is Krishna consciousness. To feel joy to see others getting Krishna's mercy. And to feel pain to see people not getting that mercy. Why? Because that pleases Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita what is the meaning of Ratha Yatra and how it applies to each and every one of us in our own condition. We want to strive for the highest, but in order to strive for the highest, you have to feel yourself the lowest. Because mercy is like that. Mercy of the Lord is like water. It will flow to and fill up the lowest place. It doesn't mean we should be low, Prabhupada says. But we should feel so humble, so undeserving, and strive to follow the instructions of Guru and Gauranga in that spirit, then the mercy will flow and fill our hearts. That's all. That is what the path of bhakti is, according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is what Ratha Yatra really represents. Srila Prabhupada, in one Ratha Yatra lecture to the public of America, he made it real simple. He said, Ratha Yatra means, through pulling the chariot and through performing this wonderful pastime, we're bringing Krishna back into our hearts. That's all. Ratha Yatra is bringing Krishna back into our hearts. But how? How do we bring Krishna back into our hearts? That is the discussion we're having today. That is what Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas are revealing through these beautiful pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the consciousness by which we can enter the Vrindavan of our hearts, see Vrindavan within our hearts. And when we go to Vrindavan, we're not only physically there, but in our heart of hearts, we are in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, you cannot see Vrindavan by paying the price of a railway ticket. It is only by the mood of Akrura, total humility, intense prayer, submissive devotion, rolling in the dust, in that spirit, then Krishna reveals Vrindavan, both within and without. Srila Prabhupada explains that all of his temples are non-different than Vrindavan, if we have this spirit. But his temples are non-different than Kurukshetra, if we have that spirit. So we want to create Vrindavan by our service attitude, by our humility, by our sincerity, by our strictness in following the teachings that Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas have so mercifully given us. And essentially, in this spirit, by the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada named these deities Radha Ras Bihari. Ras Bihari is exclusively the name of Krishna performing his highest pastimes in the forests of Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna or at Govardhan Hill. He has brought Ras Bihari and Radharani here to Bombay. That means his temple is Vrindavan. Ras Bihari is nowhere else except Vrindavan. He has made it available to all of us, right here. But we must have the proper consciousness to receive the mercy by which we can truly understand. Tomorrow, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and by the very, very wonderful sacrifices of devotional service of the devotees at Radha Ras Bihari Temple, Radha Giridhari Temple, the enactment of Ratha Yatra, the Leela of Kurukshetra, the Leela of the mood of Radha and Gopis bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan will be performed in the streets of Bombay. This Leela is going to be enacted going by liquor stores, panwalas, non-veg restaurants,
boys and girls embracing and holding hands and doing all other things on the streets, prostitutes, drug dealers. Through this scenario, the devotees will be bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. How is this possible? This is Prabhupada's mercy. And in all of our efforts of arranging this beautiful Ratha Yatra and the Pandal program and everything connected, advertisements, what is our goal? Simply to be instruments of that mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because by doing so, we will achieve the greatest fortune. Shri Radharas Bihari Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mayi Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Ratayacha Ki Jai. Go Premanandi. Thank you very much.